I know a man with a lot of problems. He struggles in life in everything. He does poorly at work, doesn't have any close relationships. He has no direction in life, and he blames everything. He says it's God's fault. God hasn't come through for him. Everything he's tried doesn't work. He says everyone's jerks. The government's full of morons. And then when someone asks him, well, what about yourself? Is there anything you can change about yourself? No, nothing. He's always looking around for these amazing solutions, and there's one right at his feet, but he doesn't want to see it. And I think all of us do this in certain ways. I know a woman, she lives with her parents. She's trying to take care of them. It's wonderful, but they're always arguing. And so when someone suggests, have you thought about moving out? No, she can't see it as a possible solution. A lot of men, unfortunately, they struggle with pornography. Even the British comedian, Russell Brand, not a Christian, he knows it's really bad for us. And so sometimes I've suggested to people, have you thought about maybe coming to a few more daily masses to get that strength, to change our worldview, maybe going a bit more regularly to confession? No, that won't help, Father Justin. So not every solution God offers is simple, but some of them are. And we refuse them because of our pride. The first reading is a portion of this famous Old Testament story about the healing of Naaman, the Syrian. He has leprosy. And the first reading we heard, it's only the latter part, the last part of the story. What we want to do is go right to the beginning and learn something. It's a really beautiful story, and this is how it starts. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Okay, so Naaman's like us, very proud man, but he has a problem he can't solve. And where does the solution come from? It says, now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, if only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. So the solution comes from this little Israelite girl. So the Arameans and the Israelites, they're enemies. The Arameans, they take this little girl captive, make her a slave, and the little girl serves Naaman's wife. But she still wants to help Naaman, so she suggests, you should go to Elisha, the prophet in Samaria, and he'll heal you. Now, what's the lesson from this? God often gives us solutions through people we don't like that family member we don't like, or that person at work we don't respect, or maybe even a priest we don't get along with. Now, why does God give us truth through people who are imperfect? Why? Because he wants to heal our pride, and he wants us to grow in humility. Will we take a solution, and it's a good one, from someone we don't like? Now, if we don't, we only hurt ourselves. Can I just see a quick show of hands here? Who here would take a good solution, no matter where it comes from? Put up your hand. We're going to work on that, okay? That's good. Good for your honesty. Thank you. So the king of Aram, he sends Naaman to Israel to be healed. Elisha, the Jewish prophet, he hears of his arrival. He invites him to meet, and it says, so Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. But Naaman became angry and went away saying, I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? He turned and went away in a rage. I love Naaman's response. It's very human. That proud man again. What? He didn't even come to meet me? Gives me the prescription through one of his servants? No, he's already mad. And then too simple, right? Wash just in a river for leprosy? No. There's got to be a better solution. I don't know anyone who's been cured that way. So I've got to find something else. But that's the solution God's offering. But his servants approached and said to him, Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, wash and be clean. And so this is what God the Father wants us to know today. Healing, not always, but sometimes is simpler than we think. So for that young woman who's living with her parents, the solution could just be very simple. You got to move out. And then you could see your parents a few nights a week for dinner. And let's say your marriage is bad. Maybe just go away for a marriage encounter weekend and start that process of healing. Spend more time with the Eucharist. Just go to confession. Go to a counselor. Tell a friend. Go to a doctor. We just need to humble ourselves. Saint Ephrem says that the command to go to the River Jordan, it represents the command of Jesus to get baptized, because Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. So the leprosy that all of us carry is sin, and it needs to be washed away by baptism. So he went and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored, like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a present from your servant. So after his healing, Naaman, he finally acknowledges his error. And he has a lot of errors. And we just want to quickly cover right now the 7 capital sins. 7 capital sins are called capital because they produce other sins. So pride, avarice, envy, wrath, lust, gluttony, and sloth. Which one's the worst? Let's all say it together. Which is the worst capital sin? Pride, because we act like we're God. We don't do this consciously, but we do act like it. So we start determining, no, this is right for me. We start making those kinds of mental judgments. And God has a plan for us. We reject the plan. God asks us to do, no, I don't want to do that, God. So this is this kind of rebellion. And how does Naaman counteract it? It's with gratitude. So he once he gets healed, he thanks God. And he offers a present. And he's never going to worship any more false gods. So there are 3 types of healing we want to focus on. First type, the sacraments. So the sacraments of confession and Eucharist, they're going to heal our minds and heal our will. So all of us have 2 fundamental problems, all of us. We say our minds, our intellect, is darkened because of sin. It means you can't see what's good clearly. So all of us, for example, usually know it's bad to take revenge. It doesn't help the other person. It doesn't help us. But sometimes we don't see it clearly because our intellects are darkened. When we get passive-aggressive, no, bad move. But sometimes we do see it clearly. And why can't we stop doing it? Why do we keep on doing things we know we shouldn't do? Because we say the will is broken. It's wounded. Now, if you keep on going to confession and keep on receiving the Eucharist with faith, you can strengthen both. It's like good nourishment. If you receive it with faith. There's a woman by the name of Candace Vogler. When she was a child, she was sexually abused by her father, badly. Tragically rejected by her mother. Family's completely dysfunctional. She was left scarred and traumatized, having night terrors and insomnia for 30 years. She became Catholic in 2016, and she said, it is an extraordinary blessing to get to enjoy the ordinary graces of sacramental practice after years of just reading, praying, worshiping God in this place or that. I have come here from hard places. I am not clear of the difficulties and may never be, but I enjoy a kind of peace now that I could not have imagined before. I am the luckiest person I know. Okay, now admittedly, this is a miracle. And there are other factors that helped her healing. But what it's doing is it's pointing to the power of the sacraments. I think most of us underestimate the power of the Eucharist and confession. If we had a bit more faith, this might be the healing we need. So I'm just putting this out for you. This might be what you need. Also, for any of us here who are part of our parish family and you're not yet baptized, you might want to talk to Peter Lee about this. We're going to talk about baptism more in January. But just for now, if you have questions about baptism, talk to Peter. Second type of healing we want to focus on is praying over other people. So one of the spiritual gifts God gives is healing. We've talked about 23 types of spiritual gifts. Healing, this is what we do very much in Alpha. In Alpha, we offer, if the person's comfortable, we'll say, can I put my hand on your shoulder, pray over you? Very normal.